Welcome, welcome, wherever you are in the world. Coming to you from a stormy South England. My guidance today is to speak about bringing the sacredness, the spirituality, whichever word resonates best for you, into our daily living. It's something I observe, as I'm sure we all do, that many still consciously, unconsciously compartmentalize their spirituality, their spiritual practices. And this is the first step, in a sense, that perhaps people get caught at the hurdle of. So the purpose, right, of everything that we are living through is to bring our divinity, our sacred self, our higher self, our soul aspect, our cosmic selves, through us as the sacred vessel that we are, the vehicle, into this reality to change it, to use what's available within to have an impact and better what is without, the external reality, right? And so this is my kind of feelings today, is to just address this, because I'm also observing words having power in different places. Ceremony, sacred, divine, divinity, awakening. People are embracing the meaning of these words, the power, and by power I mean their life force. That's their power, the power of the words. But those words are the meaning to the mechanism and the symbolism of those actions. Just give that a moment to sink in. And so when we go to a circle, commune with people in an environment that we have come together with the intention of carrying out spiritual practices, connecting with the divine within us, why do we need to then close the door when we leave that space? Close the door within ourselves. The purpose, from my perspective, when I made this realization, big ripples started to change in my life. The purpose of a ceremony, the purpose of circle meditation, is to tune in for those inner awakenings, those inner activators. Feel them move through your body, alchemizing, digesting, whatever and however it resonates, feeling it move through you, and then bringing it into your daily life. Sometimes that will be invisibly. So you may enter into a personal ceremony for yourself. Say you have your morning ritual, and one morning you just, something drives you, guides you to go a little bit deeper, and you go into a vision journey and you commune with some guides. For me, it would probably be the Netaru. And you speak with them. They guide you through something. They show you a practice that you can do within your body. And behind that, your energy is being awakened in a different way. Your DNA is being activated. And so that is going to have ripples in your external life. And so taking the sacred into every day, sometimes it can be like that. It can be having an inner experience where you just have a knowing that something is deepening within you. Like, so for me, this happened recently. And once the practice that I was shown had finished, I opened my eyes and I was just filled with this excitement of, wow, I cannot wait to see how this appears in my life, in my daily life. And that you, it's one of those things that you learn, you can't put any expectation on. There's just a trust and a knowing that something has shifted and it will present itself in your external world. For me, there have been a couple of things I could probably relate to that, just to give this some context. Occasionally, I have to step away from certain places where I may be learning, reading, the places where I'm absorbing knowledge. So not from my guides, but from an external source, a book, a teacher, something like that. And so I was just guided to just pull it in a bit. You know, I've learned enough. Now it's time. And it's not about stepping away from the personality of somebody, you know, whether it's a book somebody has written or a person that you're teaching that is teaching you. It's not about saying, oh, I need to pull away from them. It's not about an interaction between the personalities. It's recognizing that perhaps you just need a break, some space to absorb everything that you've learned to this point from that person, from that book. And so instantly, that was one of the things I felt. So I made the necessary, you know, things that would help me do that. I just pulled my energy from that source back towards me. And I would say probably about a week later, a different source came towards me and has opened up the next layer of exploration. So that's how what you do in your ceremony, your spiritual practices, you know, I'm just trying to give you an example of how it can come into your sacred daily life. And so on the more kind of, let's look at, say, more physical, the personality aspects of sacred living. Okay, so our families are the people that we can be most ourselves around, let's say. So we can have quicker emotional responses. We can express more easily, positively and negatively around our loved ones. And so when you're in a spiritual circle, a spiritual ceremony, you are coming there to practice being your compassionate self, your authentic self, your sovereignty, yeah? And that's recognizing that you can express your emotions, but perhaps when you're with people who you are close to, and what is that saying? That's like something about, you know, people have a tendency to put their weight on the people that are closest to them. You may recognize the expression that I'm referring to. That's not exactly it, but that's my feeling of it now. And sometimes that's, you know, that's putting what we don't want to deal with on somebody else, isn't it? And so, you know, practicing being the observer of all of your interactions with the closest people to you. Do you do that? Do you say, oh, I need to go and buy some apples, with your partner standing in the room, and then knowing consciously or unconsciously, that by saying that, they'll say, do you want me to go? You know, just little things like that. And sometimes there's a purpose. Perhaps you're right in the middle of making dinner and you've realized you've forgotten something. But checking yourself, observing how perhaps sometimes you put something that you don't want to deal with on somebody else. And so, you know, it can be as simple as you can't be bothered to go to the shop. So you express it out loud, knowing the person will do it for you. This is bringing the sacred into every moment. Okay. And then you could flip that, because that example I've just given, because perhaps people do that to you in your family unit, the people closest to you. And how then on the other side of it, do you just take it? Do you always just take it, even though you're perhaps aware of what they're doing? And if you take it and take it and take it, do you reach a point where you have enough and then you explode in whatever way, with whichever emotion, and fire it back? Or do you suppress, and then just withdraw because you can't handle it? You know, so either one of those, and the many ways in between, I'm sure. What can you do on that side of that situation? This is sacred living, right? Okay, I know this person is expressing this because they don't want to do it and they want me to do it. Let me evaluate the situation. Okay, they are cooking dinner. It's easier for me to go to the shop. I'll do it. But on another, you know, perhaps they're moaning about work or somebody in their life. And I say that with compassion. Moaning is an expression. It's a way of speaking. Let me change the word moaning to speaking. Speaking through our situations is a way of processing, isn't it? But if you are always the person that somebody comes to tell you all their problems, is there a way that you can stop that? Without, you know, with compassion, with authenticity and impeccability, integrity for yourself as well as them. Can you reflect the situation back to them that they're sharing with you to make them see it differently, you know? So I'm going to draw this to a close, but I just wanted to touch on this. It feels necessary. We're coming into the closing of the year. We're in the closing of the year, the embers of the year. And Scorpio energy is upon us. That watery depth where many of us may sink down and dwell in the kind of heaviness of reality. And, you know, just having these little reminders of sacredness, what it is, what it means. And the reminder to take it outside of your sacred space. You, your body, you are your sacred space. And, you know, perhaps when you sit with your morning practice or however your day, your spiritual time is, one thing I like to do, and I shared in the energy healing teaching course this weekend, is this week is focusing within your body and just letting your attention drift around until your focus settles on a space within your body. You know, maybe it's your heart, maybe it's your hand, wherever it is, just kind of following your body around until it feels like a point to stop. And then the practice, anything that you've done in that sacred moment, using that point of focus within your body as like an access point. So you could kind of open a portal. Let's say it's the palm of your hand, and you could open a portal in the palm of your hand. And just imagine that you are allowing everything that you have experienced in that sacred moment, in your sacred space, that it's pouring into that access point within your hand, the palm of your hand. And then when you feel it's all there, you can close it and just have a knowing that that's always within you. And, you know, perhaps that can become something you do at the end of every ritual, every morning practice, every weekly ceremony that you have. And it's just a good way to take something spiritual and sacred into your daily life. Because let's say you used your left palm and you get into a situation where you feel quite frustrated. You could just look at your left palm and spiral your right finger around your left palm and just feel for a moment that you're back in the energy of that sacred space and everything that you held within you within that sacred space, reminding yourself that it is right there. And then with your breath, you maybe help be able to just breathe and calm and take everything you've learned in your sacred space, bringing it back into you in that moment. Okay, I'm going to leave this one here, and I really hope this has helped. I'd love to hear from you. If there's whichever platform I've put this on, please leave some comments. I'd love to hear how you take this and how this works for you. Thank you.